I'm here another night, alone with nothing but my own hands for company. God, the thought of any of these men here even trying to talk dirty to me, it's a complete joke. It's like they're allergic to hunger, to wanting anything at all. I want teeth. I want someone greedy. Someone whose hunger makes them bold enough to say anything, do anything, take anything that they want from me. Instead, I get polite boys with polite hands, like they're checking my oil or helping me with my groceries. And every time I end up alone, hungry and desperate, I'm left soaked and half crazy, making myself moan because nobody else ever will. I want something filthy. I want someone who would use me. Someone who doesn't care about my name or my feelings. Who only wants to fuck me until I'm begging. Someone who will take everything I give and demand even more. But that kind of man doesn't exist here. He only lives in my head. It's always the same. I sit here day after day, doing my job, being the good little number cruncher nobody notices. And all I can think about is being ruined. Being taken hard against my desk with my face pressed into the spreadsheets I've spent all day on. Not by anyone I know. Not by anyone who would ever look at me twice. But by someone mean. Someone rough. Someone who sees me as nothing but a hole to fuck. A mouth to fill. A body to use. He's not real. I know that. None of them are. My own private army of ghosts that are built from porn and long nights alone. Men who take what they want, who don't even ask, who don't care if I come quietly or if I scream the whole building down. The men in my head don't say please. They don't tell me I'm pretty. They don't care if I blush. They want to break me. They want to leave me marked and ruined. God, if any of those office drones saw me like this, my feet on my desk, legs spread wide, they'd just stare, dumbstruck, like I was a puzzle they couldn't solve. They never know what I'm imagining. And I dream of being bent over this desk, skirt rucked up to my waist, panties torn away by hands that don't belong to anyone I've ever met. A voice, low and cruel, in my ear, saying, "You're gonna take it all because I told you to. You're gonna beg for it because I want to hear you grovel." And I would. I'd beg. I'd beg for more, for harder, for rougher. Anything you want to hear. Jesse, you keep going. I let them leave marks. I dream of red fingerprints on my thighs, bruises on my hips, my hair pulled tight as they fuck me until I forget my own name. And when I'm spent and ruined and used up, And they would just zip up and leave, not even bothering to help me clean up. I'd be left here, sticky and shaking, already aching for more. Oh. Fuck. No one here would ever touch me like that. No one here could make me scream, make me beg, make me come so hard I see stars. That's why I do it myself. Why I lock the door and let myself be as filthy as I want. No matter what anyone might find on the security tapes. I imagine my imaginary men crowding around me. Hands everywhere. Rough and greedy. Mouths biting and sucking. Voices sharp and commanding. On your knees, they'd say. Open your mouth. Take it all. They'd spit, and they'd slap, and they'd fuck me like I'm nothing but a toy. Oh, God, and I love it. I love every second of it. Yes. Like that. More. Harder. God, I want it so bad. I want to be broken. I want to be fucked senseless. Begging and used up, left shaking. I want to be made to cry, to whimper. To thank them for every filthy thing they do to me. None of the men here could ever do that. I could never even dream of it. But in my mind, my mind is a filthy playground, and I can make it as dark as I want. They're here again, all those men who only exist for me. Broad hands, rough voices, boots echoing on the floor. They circle me like wolves. Not a single soft or polite thought between them. Oh, God. They don't want to chat. They don't want to wine and dine me. They just want to use me. Take me. Tie me up and make me theirs. They'd catch my wrists, pin them above my head. Oh, God, I need to slow down. Oh, I can feel the coarse bite of rope against my skin. The tension as I pull and find myself held firm. Unable to move. Unable to resist. Unable to do anything but take whatever they want to give me. Whatever they want to do to me. God, yes. That's it. Hold me down. Make me stay still. Show me I don't get to decide. Not here. Not in this room. Not in this fantasy. Your hands are everywhere, rough and greedy, groping my breasts, my hips, spreading my legs wide, exposing every inch. I'm on display, trembling, already soaking. And they haven't even fucked me yet. And they're talking too. Cruel, mocking. Look at you, all tied up and needy. You act so proper at work, don't you? But underneath, you're just a filthy little whore who wants to be used. And then one of them grabs me by the hair, forcing me to look up at him. Beg for it. Beg for us to fuck you. Please. Please, I need it. I need you to take me. To fuck me. Use me. Anything you want. Just don't stop. Just don't stop. Please, I'll do anything. Ugh, they're laughing, enjoying my desperation. One of them reaches down and shoves his fingers in my mouth, making me suck, working my throat. The other pushes my skirt up to my waist, drags my panties down. Oh, it's leaving me exposed and shivering. Legs spread wide. They kneel between my thighs. Mouths and fingers and cocks everywhere. Not gentle, not caring. Just using me for their own pleasure. I can't even move. I can't stop them. I can't do anything but take it. Take all of them. All at once, rough and hungry, hands holding me down. Oh God, mouths marking me, cocks filling every hole, using me until I'm crying and begging and coming. So hard I can't even breathe. Oh God, and they don't care how loud I am. They don't care if I cry or beg or try to pull away. They won't let me pull away. They want the tears. Messed up makeup, tangled hair, complete loss of dignity. They want me ruined, shattered, grateful for every rough thrust. Every slap, every filthy word. I love it. I fucking love it. God, I love it so much. Please. Harder. More. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, fuck me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was early. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No one here will ever know. No one here would ever understand. Not the men, not the women, not anyone. They'll never see what I really am. They'll never see how much I want to be taken, bound, used until I'm spent and trembling and grateful. They'll never know how empty their softness leaves me. How hard I have to work to fill that hole with something that actually makes me come. Maybe tomorrow I'll imagine more. Maybe tomorrow I'll bring a scarf, tie my own wrists, see how close I can get to the real thing. Or maybe I'll just keep dreaming, keep pretending. Keep waiting for a man who can do what none of these cold fish could ever do. But for now, it's just me and the ghosts I make for myself. And that's enough for tonight.